It's the Verizon winning formula featuring Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. We have absorbed a lot on this playoff edition of Vikings Game Plan. Now we get Wobby's take. What do you think?
Welcome back, star players on defense.
Play action by Foles. Hey, sacked by Linval Joseph!
I don't think you can say enough how important it is to have Linval Joseph back in the middle of that defense. The Vikings did a great job against the run and Eddie Lacy last week without Linval. They're going to do even better now that he's back.
Runs right into Linval and he says sit down.
Anthony Barr and Harrison Smith in this game, Paul, they didn't play for the balance of the game the last time we played the Seahawks. They started the game and left very early. So having those guys back is going to be huge for this defense.
Here comes Harrison Smith on a safety blitz.
They're not going to have those guys on tape. So I think that's kind of an advantage in this game that the Vikings have that hasn't been talked about a ton.
Don't you like Mike Zimmer in a second chance situation against a team with which the Vikings struggled a month ago? I really, really trust the defensive plan today, and I think the offense is going to be unpredictable.
I agree with that, and I think having Mike Zimmer orchestrate your defensive game plan, you know, he's better than most defensive coaches at doing that. It's like having a rock star quarterback on offense. So I think that is an advantage for the Vikings. And personnel-wise, on the field, this is a really cool big-time matchup. This is also a really cool matchup between accomplished coaches who know what it takes to win at this level.
Playoff football, Vikings and Seahawks coming up later today. On behalf of all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, thank you very much for watching Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen, and we leave you with some exclusive behind-the-scenes footage of your North champions.
As usual, an electric atmosphere at Lambeau Field for the final game of the 2015 season. It's the Vikings and Packers for NFC North supremacy.
Last week you said it again, I want to bring a banner back to Minnesota. The Purple Nation, one thing this team has done, it's put themselves not only in the playoffs, but in a position to take the title from these Green Bay Packers.
Hey, we talk all the time about being the best. Tonight is the first time we've got an opportunity in front of our face to be the best. Truly be the best.
And let's do what we're capable of doing. Hey, tonight, tonight, man. Ball out on three. 1, 2, 3.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Jeff Locke, they're going to fake it into the outside, and they're going to get the first down. Adam Thielen. He'll give it to Adrian, who sprints up the middle, lowers the head. A tough, long touchdown by the best back in the NFL. And Minnesota extends the lead to 12-3. He takes the snap. The Vikings blitz. Rodgers hit as he throws. Incomplete.
Well, that might be a fumble.
It's the captain.
The ruling on the field is confirmed.
Everybody in this division wants to see somebody knock off the Green Bay Packers. You probably have people even in Detroit and Chicago cheering for the Minnesota Vikings to finally knock them off the perch.
They have no timeouts. 3, 2, 1. He steps up middle of the field, fires deep left to the end zone, knocked away. And the Minnesota Vikings are NFC North Division champions.
Wow, what a game. It took every second, but they finally knocked the champs off in this division.
I challenge y'all boys every week. Every week, y'all rise to the occasion.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing this a lot. Get used to it.
We got a lot of heart.
We ain't done. Don't be satisfied.
There's a much bigger prize out there.
Yes, sir.
Much bigger prize out there.
Yes,
you've earned it. So let's go get this.
Yeah, let's go. Champs on three. 1, 2, 3. Champs.